time for another piano puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, a children's song or a folk song or something from pop music or even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites it in the style of a classical composer. We get a listener on the phone to try to guess the tune that's buried in there and also the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. And today we have on the phone Richard Reese calling from Sarasota, Florida. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Richard, what's your musical background?
I'm a pianist. I've played in hotel lobbies, and I grew up with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, great. So you grew up going to hear the Chicago Symphony week after week, or at least occasionally?
Their summer home is at a festival called Ravinia, and I grew up one block from Ravinia.
Oh, nice. So you got to sit on that beautiful lawn and hear the Chicago Symphony outdoors during the summer.
We could hear it from our backyard.
Oh, nice.
Oh, even better. And you said you're a pianist these days, playing out and about occasionally?
Yeah, restaurants, hotel lobbies, that kind of thing.
Nice. You put out a tip jar?
I do.
Nice. Well, Bruce Adolph has a tip jar. If he has a nice piano puzzler for us, I'll put a five in there.
All right.
and Richard, your job will be to try to figure out the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating.
Okay.
I don't know what's coming either, so if you need some help, maybe we can think about this together. And if we really get stuck on the composer, we can ask for some musical clues as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Richard, here's Bruce Adolph with your piano puzzler. Very sweet, very fun, kind of lilting along. Richard, hear anything familiar in that?
It sounds like it's in the style of Bach two-part invention.
Well, not really.
No.
I could, you know, the Bach two-part inventions are really in a dialogue. You know, and they sort of imitate each other back and forth. And there's a little bit right here. But it's in a style a little bit later.
So somebody later than Bach. Are we talking about a German composer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Haydn, possibly?
Haydn, definitely.
Oh,
yes.
Joseph Haydn.
Yeah, Joseph Haydn.
Now, Joseph Haydn is a composer that I've kind of fallen in love with just recently. I mean, I've heard
Tell
his music for
it,
a long time. But there's something about Haydn that combines a great seriousness of purpose with an incredible sense of humor.
Exactly. Yeah,
and there was it seemed like there was even some of that in your piano puzzler.
Well, yes, because that is, in fact, a very important part of Haydn, a balance. In fact, the word balance describes Haydn. There's a balance of sophistication and popularity, of humor and wit balanced with seriousness, and also of drama balanced with detachment. He's a very balanced composer.
And Richard, you knew all of that.
I knew all of that, but I still can't identify what popular piece you're trying to turn into Haydn.
Well, this is the tune here is often considered a folk song, but it actually was written by somebody. And it was written by somebody who used to sing it all the time.
Oh, it's Where Have All the Flowers Gone?
There, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Long long time passing.
Okay.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Now here you listen to the left hand. Don't get distracted by that. Now they switch. But I can't do this. I have to go, never learn. Because you need the Haydn cadence.
Richard Reese from Sarasota, Florida. You got Joseph Haydn. You got the tune. Well done.
You, thank you.
You named them both. Richard, what's your public radio station?
WUSF 89.7 in Florida.
Richard, thanks so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week.
Thank you, guys.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.
American Public Media.